Where in the Bible will I find that heaven is real? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Jesus had much to say about heaven and hell, and so did his apostles. In this time together, we'll look at a few facts about heaven and its location. When Jesus referred to God, he constantly used the expression, Father in heaven, Matthew 5:45, for example. In speaking of his ministry on earth, the Lord said, I am come down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me, John 6:38. When he was preparing to depart this earth and return to the Father, he told the apostles, In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14:2 and 3. To leave no room for doubt as to his meaning, he told them later, I go to the Father, John 16:10. Jesus teaches that God the Father is in heaven. Jesus himself is from heaven, and was to leave earth and return to heaven. He was to prepare a place for others who would also be there. The Apostle Peter wrote, Unto an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. 1 Peter 1:3-5. All who have believed and obeyed God have that inheritance reserved in heaven, just as Paul said, We have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. 2 Corinthians 5:1. Where is heaven? Heaven is always spoken of as being up. Wherever up is, it is not on this earth. The Bible speaks of both heaven and hell as being eternal. This teaching is from God. And if we believe God, we'll believe what he said about heaven. By accepting Jesus and obeying his commandments, we will live with him forever in heaven.